producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good day to you. It's 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Welcome to the folks who are listening in the Portland, Oregon area and in and around Pittsburgh and Charlotte, some of the suburbs there, San Antonio and other places in Texas. Hello, how are you today? Sacramento is a nice city to be in today, and so are some of the southern Ohio, northern Kentucky stations. Salt Lake City. Where's Dr. Jack? Well, actually, we have Dr. Ron coming up later on in this hour. First, though, a focus on the police. Once again, we have questions about another incident. This one is in Honolulu, Hawaii, where the police have opened an internal investigation into allegations that one of their officers wrongfully arrested a vacationing lesbian couple after seeing them kissing in a grocery store. Courtney Wilson and Taylor Guerrero, who were visiting Hawaii from Los Angeles, said in a federal lawsuit filed this week that they were harassed and arrested because the officer didn't like their public displays of affection. They were walking through the aisles holding hands and at one point hugged and kissed. The officer, identified as Bobby Harrison, was shopping in uniform, observed their romantic contact, and in a loud voice ordered them to stop and take it outside. The women complied, continued shopping. When Harrison saw them being affectionate with each other, he threatened to have them thrown out of the store. They said in their statement, "We were used to people making remarks here and there. They've been together for 2 years. They were in the checkout line. Harrison grabbed Wilson by the wrist, and she started to call 911. This is really ridiculous. Isn't this, I could go on because there's about 18 paragraphs more on this. What is it with people who wear a uniform who are so poorly trained? What is it with the people who run these police departments that are so poorly? They don't know about things like this? Or anything. Where is there any common sense? Is that what it is, Kenny? Is it just common sense? And they have no idea that there's so much. I mean, you try something like this, start something like this, and it becomes viral. Everybody's now going to be talking.
Training.
Yeah, it is. Where's Hawaii 5-0 when we need him? Book him, Dano.
Yeah.
All right, so as if that wasn't enough, let's go to the fellow who owns the station that we're on in Columbia, South Carolina, with more information, the update on the situation with that policeman and the student in school from Kevin Cohen up next here on Good Day.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
It's National Orthodontic Health Month, and Halloween is coming. A challenging time for those in orthodontic treatment. But there are ways to have your cake and eat it, too. I'm Risa Jill Miller. With about 4 million U.S. kids and adults being treated, according to the American Association of Orthodontists, or AAO, how do you find treats that won't break brackets or ruin clear aligners? Dr. Morris Poole, orthodontist and AAO president, has some braces-saving tips.
Patients should say boo to any sticky Halloween treats like caramel, licorice, or taffy, and to hard foods like pretzels, nuts, taco chips, and popcorn. These can derail your braces or aligners.
So, doctor, what can kids and parents do?
Check out fun orthodontist-approved recipes online and stick with softer, melt-in-your-mouth treats. Patients of some AAO members may be able to swap their Halloween candy for a reward at a candy buyback event. A little planning will help patients reach their ultimate goal, a healthy, beautiful smile.
There are more spooky recipes at mylifemysmile.org, where you can also find AAO orthodontists near you.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kevin Cohen is here, who runs our affiliate, The Point, in Columbia, South Carolina. Kevin is becoming like a member of the staff here. So, Kevin, you've spent a lot of time talking about this, investigating this. I don't know if you heard me, Jennifer and I, and Kenny talking about this in the last half hour. I'm getting really tired of all of this, and it becomes very political, and it doesn't look good because it normally comes across, whether it is or it isn't, that the Republicans favor the white cop and the Democrats favor the black. Whoever, and we get into these arguments that put us further behind the eight ball than we already are. Solutions, what can you tell us about this young lady's home life, her parents, and whether she'd been in trouble before? And then I suppose I think everybody would like to know more about this police officer as well, and what he is about, what his background is. So if you wouldn't mind, I'm just going to sort of turn it over to you.
Sure.
To tell the stories that you've talked about with your local audience yesterday.
Sure. Well, as you might expect from the local perspective, I've tried to keep the race angle out of it because there's no race angle as far as I'm concerned. I mean, this deputy, he's even been dating an African-American woman for the last 3 years. So, I mean, to play the race card, I think people are just looking to politicize this as much as they can. This is a situation where a student had refused to listen to a teacher, then refused to listen to an administrator. So it didn't matter if this was a male or female student, a black or white student. Once they called in the school resource officer, he was coming in to do his job. It didn't matter if it was a male or female, black or white. So I think that's all a moot point that people are trying to politicize it and make it racial.
Yeah.
As for the players in the game, Doug, as you might expect, they're doing everything they can to protect the identity and protect as much as they can about the young lady, which I think is appropriate for a teenager versus obviously a public official for a cop. So I think that's you're going to learn a lot more about Deputy Ben Fields than you are about the young lady. But he is a guy that's had a couple of scrapes in the past with a couple of other lawsuits against him. One was dismissed, and then the other one he won. So in all fairness, he's never lost or been charged with anything. But he should have a decision by 5 o'clock today about his future with the Richland County Sheriff's Department. And all indications are the public pressure on the sheriff to dismiss Deputy Fields is very immense. So I think by the time you guys take to the airwaves tomorrow, we should know the future, and it doesn't look good for Deputy Fields.
Would you say, I want to hear from you, Kevin Cohen, as a parent, when you look at that video, it does to the outside observer, to the casual observer, to someone who doesn't know the scene, that the police officer overreacted. Not to say that this young woman didn't cause it because she did. There is no question in my mind that her outrageous behavior and insolence and her disrespect caused the incident. But having said that, it looks to me like this was a little rough.
I feel like excessive force was used. Yeah, I think he went too far. He's one of the strength and conditioning coaches on the football team. He's obviously three times the size of the student. Looking back, there could have been better ways to remove someone who kind of locked her legs and arms around her desk. Maybe he could have gotten a little help from the others, who was the administrator, the teacher on site. But I mean, he overreacted, I think, and it got very ugly. And when you make it viral and the videos go national, and it's very tough to overcome, even with three different angles. Yes, she did hit him a couple of times as he was removing her. There is an angle that shows she punched him in the face a couple of times. But again, that's like a fly hitting a gorilla.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately, at the end of the day, she is not a victim until it got physical. She was the perpetrator until it got physical. Yeah. Once it got physical, yeah, she became a victim. But I've been very adamant about not giving her a free pass, because none of this happened if she just listens to authority and accepts that she was in the wrong from the very beginning.
What's this school like? It's a pretty big school from what I understand. And how about, if you describe Columbia, South Carolina, how diverse a community is it? And have there been other problems that seem to have been racially motivated? Just sort of a thumbnail sketch of where you're living and working and where the radio station is.
I think it's a big, that's a great question, Doug. Columbia itself is the state capital, so we're right dab in the center of our state. It's also a major university town with the University of South Carolina here. So you've got really three major components that make up Columbia. One is you've got state capital, so you've got a lot of government. Two, you've got the university here, which is a major university with 35,000 students. And then you also have three military bases here. So you've got a huge military presence. So it's a very diverse area in that you have so many different agendas in play. But in terms of that school itself, very nice academic school. It's a highly acclaimed high school. It's got over 2,000 students. It's in a nice area of Columbia. A lot of diversity within the school in terms of race and gender and all that. So really just your average American high school that's not known in any way for having disciplinary issues, not known in any way for being a place where you wouldn't want to send your children. Quite the opposite, in fact. So it's a good school. And this is a very isolated incident for that school, which has been around for a long time. So at the end of the day, this was just a kid who decided to be defiant over something stupid, and we were all teenagers once. I'm not giving her a pass by any means, but at the same time, it escalated, it got out of control, and then, again, once you attach a video to it, it takes on a life of its own. So I think it's a very isolated incident, but at the end of the day, someone's probably going to lose a job over it.
She's lawyered up, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think lawsuits are coming.
And the parents, we don't know, because you say I don't want to overcook this, but I heard yesterday when we sort of got into this a little bit more during the course of the morning, I started talking about parents and respect and how it is that people today just don't seem to, young people in many instances, don't seem to have any respect. And then people, some of my colleagues would say, well, you don't have any respect for authority. And there's there's some truth to that. Maybe that's why I do what I do here. But the other side of it is there has to be some regulation. There have to be some rules, and there has to be some agreement that things like this, for example, in a classroom are not acceptable. Doesn't work.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. And when people say that Doug Stephan doesn't have responsibility when it comes to respect for authority, if you're driving along and someone puts on the blue lights behind you, you're not going to try to outrun them. You're going to pull over and you're going to listen and show that respect. Same in this circumstance. If a police officer or even an assistant principal or even your teacher tells you about putting your cell phone away and then going to the office, that's the way I was raised, is that you're going to listen to authority. You'll get your day in court if you would, but you're still going to listen to authority.
By the way, I did think about outrunning the police one time.
Oh, Dougie.
We've heard of your stories.
I know.
You're legendary down here, believe me.
You're legendary. You have most wanted posters all over the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah, what was it, Louisiana the last time?
I think it was, as a matter of fact. I'll come down and visit with you sometime this winter.
Don't.
How about that?
He used to ramp up the security.
Kevin, thank you. Maybe as this thing unfolds, if there's something new, I don't want to talk about the same old stuff, but if there's something new, especially knowing more about this young woman and her family, and maybe what we know, I think what you told us at the beginning was very interesting, frankly. It's one of the takeaways that the policeman is dating a black woman, and I think that's whether that has anything, whether that adds to the conversation, I find it intriguing to hear that, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, because you'll have nuance, the local nuance.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Joey Feek in the balance. Joey and Rory Feek are asking their fans for prayers. Joey has been battling cancer for the second time, recently underwent extensive surgery and chemotherapy. Rory revealed on his blog that things are not too, they aren't looking too good for Joey. Interesting how the name is. You'd think Joey would be the male and Rory would be the female, but it's the other way around.
Definitely. Yeah, apparently she had been going through a lot of treatment, a lot
of
chemo,
tumors,
and they decided that even though they have a child together, that it was just too much, and they decided to just go home. So they stopped turning, they stopped touring the country. They decided to go home and enjoy their time together and watch their baby. And just how heartbreaking is that to have to make that decision? But they seem to be handling it really gracefully. I mean, the message that they put out.
7 years they've been.
I'm looking at their tour dates on their website.
You got to have high hopes for them. Hold a good thought for them.
For sure.
The power
of prayer,
prayer and thought and all those things. Thoughts are things. So if you care to something, or maybe it doesn't apply to Joey and Rory Feek, but maybe it applies to somebody that you know, somebody that you've worked with, somebody that you went to school with, somebody who's in your family. All of that stuff, no matter what, I am convinced 110% that thoughts are things, and prayer or thinking collectively together about something like this. And by the way, the same application can be used when it comes to all the problems that we are talking about in the
exactly
world.
Exactly what I was just thinking about.
All
you know,
of these things can be solved if we all get on the same page.
Even if you don't believe in prayer, I do. I think prayer works, and I believe in it. But some people don't, and that's okay. But when you think about how divided we are, and we've been talking about these stories all the time, always remember that someone's going through something out there, you know, that's worse than you, and that you just you know, you need to remember that when you interact with people.
Everybody agrees that we want to save this woman from cancer. There's nobody that would go, nah, I'm not into that, and I'm not going to have a good thought for that. But when it comes to solving the rest of our problems, we can't all agree.
Mm-hmm.
And
no.
So we can't get that.
But you can disagree without being disagreeable.
You can.
Well, you can be empathetic.
You don't like that. You like to be disagreeable, Richie, but it's not always productive.
No, I don't like to be disagreeable. I just think that there will be those out there that no matter...
Oh, they're going to be like that.
That are just
absolutely.
Disagree.
Yes, yes. So they're not going to get the message.
You know, on a saving a kid or a lady from cancer, you're going to get massive collective thought,
yep.
I like to put it.
It is.
Coming together on how we handle race relations in this country, you're not going to get the same amount of agreement.
And you won't get it on the favorite beer in the country either.
No, you won't. It's going to be...
What a shame that is.
A big battle.
It is. All right, Prince had a big party this past weekend at his suburban Paisley Park studio in Minneapolis. He invited fans to come into his studio to hear him and his bandmates play, record, basically raise the roof, and they were all there until 3 in the morning. What I'm trying to figure out is how many people he could actually, and he's kind of reclusive, Kenny. Right? He doesn't,
he's not one of
these guys that's all over the world. Oh, come see me.
That's his hometown, and one of the guys here used to go to, went to college in Minneapolis, and they say he was well known for being out and about on town.
Really?
You know, 20 years ago, but you know, he would hit the town and have parties.
Yeah. Was he wearing his
Prince gear?
Yeah, Prince gear.
Sure, he was. His black leather pants.
What do they call those chaps? Those are chaps, right? Exactly.
You should get a pair of leather chaps, Doug.
Did they? Did you want to wear them like Prince did?
Yeah.
The all notch around the back. I've been told by Jennifer I have a nice butt, so
you will run around the farm and just go, let's go crazy.
Yeah.
Let's get nuts.
Let's go. That's a good idea, isn't it?
I'm going to buy you a pair of purple leather chaps
for Christmas.
Coming up. Yeah,
there you go. Okay. I get your birthday. Christmas present. You can give me mine. That'd be good. We'll share it.
Purple leather chaps. I don't think I'm going to share those with you.
28 past the hour on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used Genucel and gotten the results that you wanted to. Genucel gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy. Netted you and the millions of people that have used Genucel, the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Get it now free with an order of Genucel at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen, you get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silence is not golden on a radio program, I'll tell you that. 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen and the Good Day program with the consideration and considerable input from Ken Kessler, who is monitoring facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter and some of the other social media that are hot when it comes to the situation in South Carolina. But there are other things that are going on. Yeah, there was a so-called debate was pretty much a fiasco last night from what I can glean. There are some interesting things that came out of it conversationally. Yeah, we could spend an hour. We could spend a minute. We could spend an hour. We could spend a day talking about it, Kenny. And I don't know that we'd be in a different place. Some people think that, that Marco Rubio made some points. Okay, so Marco Rubio, you can always tell where I am when it comes to these things. People say, well, you're a journalist and a reporter and you're supposed to be objective. No, I'm not. This is not anything like that. This is an opinion-based radio program, and it's about what I think and then what you think and what we all think about what has happened. And what has happened in these debates is they become almost like a cartoon show. It's to the point of being silly, and all the attention the news media pays to them and what's said. We're a year plus away from the election, for God's sakes. Okay, so the first primaries are in February, and maybe you need to warm up a little bit for that. But anyway, so that's where we are. What I find on the other side pretty interesting, some of the statements that Bernie Sanders has made of late, for example, I believe yesterday he said that he wants to remove marijuana from the list of dangerous substances outlawed by the federal government. It was a town hall meeting in Virginia at George Mason University, which is not exactly a bastion of liberalism. In case you didn't know that, that's not where you saw it. It's interesting that they invited him and he went there. So he's talking about this as he's having his meeting with these people, George Mason, the students, et cetera, faculty, at the same time the Republican candidates took to the stage and had their... Can you imagine that discussion in the Republican debate, Kenny? That's illegal. And they were in Colorado last night. Did that come up? I didn't see or sense there was any discussion about marijuana in the debate, even though they were in the bastion of where that stuff is being sold and used legally.
I didn't see anything about it for the debate last night either.
No. All right, so anyway, let's clarify what Bernie Sanders says. His campaign suggests he's not proposing the instant legalization of pot, but instead essentially a sweeping declassification whereby states would be free to write their own laws regarding the drug like they currently do to alcohol and tobacco. That seems to make sense, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
The more I read, he's a little far out, and he's a lot far out in some respects, but he has a lot of common sense about some of these things, and especially since all the focus, and not all, but much of the focus this week and this month and this year has been on what constitutes an offense that's punishable by jail time. And this is not using drugs, using marijuana, is not one of them in my book, and anybody else's book who's got seemingly any common sense, even though you can say, well, it leads to this and it leads to that. Yeah, maybe it does. But you glorify it. People are still going to use it. When's the last time you went to an outdoor concert and you didn't smell somebody smoking grass? I was at four or five of them this year, and every single one of them had plenty of evidence of grass, and I don't mean the kind of grass my cows eat. Wasn't that kind of grass. And I saw there was a young couple right in front of me at Farm Aid, right in front of me, smoking a joint. And I was in the, like, 20th row. The police around, nobody paying any attention to it. That's Illinois. It's not legal to smoke marijuana in Illinois, is it? I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
But there was plenty of that sort of thing going on there. And I went to, when I went to the Billy Joel concert, there's plenty of stuff in Fenway Park. Even in a baseball game, you can smell grass. You suppose last night when the Royals beat the Mets, again, that there was grass in the stands?
I'm sure there was some.
You think any of the players smoked any weed after the game was over?
After the game was over, perhaps.
Yeah. Maybe even before the game was over. Maybe even while the game was on. Anyway, so Bernie's suggestion, by the way, my sister, we grew up in a very... I was, and my sister was too, my younger sister, not my oldest sister. My oldest sister is a little right of red. I think she's been influenced by her second husband. Anyway, but my sister and I have the same sort of political views, and she, her husband's quite right, and she and I are rhinos, what people call rhinos these days. We call them Rockefeller Republicans, if you will, common sense Republicans, some people say. Anyway, so she and I were having a conversation yesterday about Bernie Sanders, and she thinks, she said, she looked at me, she said, I just might vote for Bernie Sanders. Now, that's quite an admission from her. And she's very politically astute. She spent 43 years as a high school political science and civics and a history teacher. So it's not like she doesn't know what the hell she's talking about, or she isn't an observer of the scene. And she just stopped teaching last year. So she's very close to all this stuff and feels that Sanders has a lot of good things to say. Huh? Maybe I won't go that far. I'm not sure I would vote for Bernie Sanders. I don't even at this point. I find... there are still a couple of Republicans that I would rather vote for than any of the Democrats that have presented themselves. But I still don't think we have a field of really good candidates. Do you, Kenny, think really we have a good field of candidates on either side?
No, on both sides. I don't know that much about Bernie. I feel like he's different than the rest of them.
Yeah, he is.
But as far as Hillary goes, as far as many of the GOP candidates goes, they're liars.
Yeah.
And that really bothers me.
Yeah, yeah. And there's no, by the way, there isn't a dime store bit of difference between Hillary and the Republican, the Republican politicians that are running. And Hillary Clinton make no mistake about it, is a politician. They are all the same. Whether you want to classify them as people who don't tell the truth, or they're hacks, or they're too ingrained in the system, whatever it is, don't most of you want somebody who's not? And Bernie Sanders has been a senator. He was a congressman. Been a senator for, I think, 12 years now from Vermont. So it's not like he's part of the system. He's not part of the system. Anyway, to the point of what I started talking about, marijuana, his office said, quote, those states that choose to go further can tax marijuana like they tax alcohol and cigarettes. So first you legalize it, then you tax it.
Right.
And they'll earn a substantial amount of money. I think that I've always thought that. There were 2,400 students in this university auditorium last night at George Mason University, and he was quite well received. Again, this is a right-of-center school. George Mason is a politically right-of-center, and not like Liberty University, but it's not known for its being anything other than right-of-center. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton says that as president, she would set aside federal dollars to increase treatment for drug addiction and would direct the Justice Department to prioritize treatment over incarceration for low-level nonviolent drug crimes. I think that's what's coming out of the conversation this week. The president has had that. There have been a lot of people that have worked over this because the prisons are overcrowded. And I think there are going to be 6,000 people that are going to be let out of prison for these offenses, and I think that's appropriate. It's probably 60,000 that could be let out. Okay, so we have that look at something that is somewhat medicinal. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in a moment. Supplements, and then the story of the week about meat, whether it really causes cancer, up next here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake.
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Small business comes in all shapes and sizes. Your financing options should, too. Benetrends Financial offers a full suite of small business and franchise funding options to help entrepreneurs like you get the best funding options possible, quickly, safely, and economically, so you can finally purchase the business of your dreams. Sign up for a free funding consultation today, and we'll design a customized funding plan for you. Visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com to find out more. Benetrends.
Hey, can I get a sip of that?
Parents, even if your child was vaccinated against meningococcal meningitis, he or she may not be protected against meningitis B. It's an uncommon disease that can lead to death within 24 hours and can be spread by your child's typical sharing behavior. Talk to a doctor today about vaccinating with Trumenba, meningococcal group B vaccine, and learn more at protectagainstb.com.
Cool, thanks. See ya.
Trumenba is a vaccine for 10 through 25-year-olds for immunization to help prevent Group B meningococcal disease. Trumenba should not be given if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose. Most common side effects were injection site pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, and chills. Group B vaccine should not be interchanged within a series. Tell your doctor if you're pregnant. Ask your doctor about all risks and benefits of Trumenba. The FDA-approved product labeling can be found at protectagainstb.com. See our ad in Eating Well magazine.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation.
Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us every week at this time. His website is something that I have great respect for. It's at drhoffman.com. You can read the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Every week he has a different treatment of things that are important for you to understand. You have written about the supplement alarmists, and you think that the average person ought to have a better understanding of supplements, and I agree with you 100% there, and should be pushing back against all those people that will tell you, as we were talking last week, this is bad, that's bad, don't take this. And I think you and I came up with sort of a plan. If it is made from whole food or it is water soluble, it should be okay. You got to look at the ingredients, you got to look at the label, right?
Oh, indeed. You know, there's these alarmist reports that supplements are sending people willy-nilly to emergency rooms across the country.
Nonsense.
And, you know, to keep it in perspective, you know, there were 23,000 incidents where people went to emergency rooms around the use of supplements. But it wasn't necessarily the supplement ingredients, per se, that were causing problems. A high percentage were among kids who got into supplements and ended up going to the emergency room because of a precautionary principle. You know, parents were aghast. You know, kids were like, swallowing calcium pills like M&M's, so that, you know, kids may not have come to harm, but they took them to the emergency room nonetheless to get observed. Some older people choked on supplements. Maybe they got a little overzealous in their supplement use. Got to watch out for that. And then a high percentage of them were for these crazy energy pills, these sports supplements, these Lamar Odom herbal Viagra type products, which are, you know, basically junk.
And then that'll work, right? That well, stuff usually doesn't work.
The problem is, if they do work, you got to look out, because they might.
I hope.
They might be laced with you know, Viagra or Cialis or Levitra, you know, some of the actual drugs. But you never know how much you're getting, or whether the drugs are a counterfeit or, you know, a bad batch. A lot of these things come out of China, where, you know, the rules don't apply.
No, but you've been doing this for 30 some odd years, so you pretty much know. You have much of your clientele, much of your work has been done in your clinic aimed at helping people understand what the right supplements are, how to take them. So, you know, and that's why I want to underscore what you just said about that 23,000 number. It reminds me of a story that came from my raw milk days. I was selling raw milk. People were trying to keep me from selling raw milk on my dairy farm, talking about all the people who got sick. There isn't one incident, not one, where anybody got sick taking raw milk that was aimed to be sold as raw milk. All the raw milk problems came from milk that was sent, or going to be sent, or should have been sent to a processor for pasteurizing, because there are two different ways of presenting milk. Raw milk that goes to the pasteurizer is completely different than raw milk that you sell at the store. So, but
well,
that's kind of story.
You know, it's a common practice in Europe, you know, to use raw milk.
Raw milk
is among the highest safety standards anywhere in the world.
You can buy raw milk from a, like you can buy Coca-Cola here, you can buy it in a dispenser in any of the major cities all over Europe, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly.
All right. So other things that we ought to be aware of. What do you think of this blood type connection to understanding whether you're going to get cardiac disease or cancer? Do you think that there's anything to this blood type? When you're tested for blood, you should be typed, and that connects you to perhaps an understanding of what may go on in your body in the future.
I think it's there are some connections. For example, blood type O's, the most prevalent type, seem to be a little bit less prone to cardiovascular disease. However, you know, there's so many other things you can base a genetic prediction on, you know, like, you know, the color of your hair, the color of your eyes, you know, the type of, you know, it's oversimplification to say that blood type is a determinant of where you should go. It's an appealing notion. I mean, the reason, you know, books that talk about how blood type is related to personality, or you know the type of job you should get. But yeah, that's a little bit of an overextension of that principle.
So what do you think quickly about the World Health Organization declaring processed meats are linked to cancer?
Oh, yeah, I was all over that story, you know, doing damage control on it, because it's shoddy science. The World Health Organization has kind of a hidden agenda, which is to reduce animal production, you know, the use of animal agriculture, because they want to save the environment. So the mixed message there is eat less meat, save the planet, and they say you'll be healthier, but a lot of studies don't suggest that meat is the culprit.
DrHoffman.com, Dr. Hoffman's website.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'll just stay right here.
Don't bug me. Don't bug me. I'm dead.
Number one Halloween movie this week in 1990 was Arachnophobia. Wasn't John Goodman in that?
Chris, I'm scared of that.
Yeah, we all are. But our brains secrete a neurotransmitter and enables us to deal with them.
I don't think I have that particular neurotransmitter.
Who else is in this, Kenny?
Jeff Daniels.
Who's a good movie?
Jimmy Buffett singing Don't Bug Me from the movie of the same name. Not
Get
Don't
it?
Bug Me, but Arachnophobia. So anyway,
we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
Can you spell arachnophobia, Jennifer?
No, probably not, no.
How about we give a...
C-H-N-O-P-I-P-H-I-O-B-I-A.
Oh, no. All right, I'm going to say Iraq, so you've got A-R-A...
I-R-A-Q.
Wait, no, Iraq. A-R-A-C-H, that's Iraq.
N-O.
Phobia, P-H-O-B-I-A.
No.
Yeah, arachnophobia.
Right, I spelled it right.
That's very good.
I-R-A-K-N-O. That was
F-O.
Of course, learn how to spell that. Okay, so Chucker is not with us today. We do have some important movie news to discuss with you in a matter of moments. Because that's what happens here on Good Day at this portion of the program. 55 past the hour.
Now, kid,
I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
All right. There's a story that we have this week at DougStefan.com about this Guatemalan comedian. I think we were talking about him, Kenny, yesterday, who won the landslide victory in Guatemala for the presidency. When I saw that, I was thinking about the new Sandra Bullock movie that has her running the campaign of a South American candidate, and Billy Bob Thornton is in it. Has anybody else seen the trailer?
Yeah, it looks pretty interesting.
It does. Looks like a good movie. Looks like kind of a fun thing. You know, I take little things aside. When actors smoke who don't normally smoke, they always look at it. You ever notice that with people who don't smoke and they're portraying somebody who does smoke? Like Sandra Bullock is supposedly smoking in this movie.
It's called Our Brand is Crisis.
Yeah, right. That's the name of the movie. But she looks so awkward in it. And the fellow who's playing the candidate is a well-known Brazilian actor who usually plays a bad guy or a drug dealer. So you wonder sometimes how people are typecast into roles. And then, in this case, can they turn it around?
Huh? Joaquin de Almeida.
Yeah, he's always a bad guy.
Yeah.
Always a bad guy. All right, our poll today at DougStefan.com. Which scary movie series is your favorite? I wish Tucker were here for this. A, Halloween. B, Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street is C. D is Saw. E, Paranormal Activity. F, Other. G, I don't like scary movies. That would be me. How many are there, though, of that group? Isn't the Friday the 13th the biggest of all of the franchises when it comes to scary movies?
That and Halloween.
How many Halloween movies are there?
Oh, good Lord.
A lot.
Yeah.
Are there?
I don't think there's as many. I think there are more Friday than
be five or six.
Which one is Freddy Krueger associated with?
That's Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street.
It is. How many of those have there been?
A lot.
Yeah. Seven.
Yeah.
Man, that guy, in that outfit, those are scary dudes. And some of the things that you see, I saw a trailer for an old Scream movie. Oh.
Oh, Scream was a good series.
My God. No, thank you. I'll pass, Jen, if you don't mind.
All right.
Speaking of passing, it's a 59 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.